Okay, we'll start.
Is it 5:31?
Yep, we're good. Where's my agenda? Right in front of me. Pay attention next time. Okay. All right, call the meeting to order. Everybody, motion to approve the minutes of June 6th. Second?
Second.
Any additions, deletions, corrections? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. We'll pass that around. Okay, resolutions. 288, approving the execution contract amendment. Excess of $50,000 by the county, Colossus Incorporated, DBA, Interact Public Safety Systems. The sheriff, move it.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. What is this, Paul? Do you know what this
is? Yeah, that's our mobile data terminals, which every police agency in the county has, and in addition to most of the fire companies have.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
At the risk of... does IS help you guys with this, or is this?
Yes, it's a huge thing. But yes.
No, I know. That's not on you. It's on them. That's why I was afraid of asking that question.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 299. Public setting a public hearing. Proposed local law 6 of 2017. Local law repealing the wireless communications surcharge authorized by Article 6. Blah blah blah.
I'll move it.
Blah blah. Second.
Second.
Okay. Discussion.
If we don't do it, then the state will, and we don't get nothing, right?
And we get guts.
Right? I love money, but I hate the state.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. 300, authorizing Chairman Ellis County Legislature to execute an agreement. Second?
Second.
Discussion? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Hold on, there's a lot of pages in this one.
Okay. 301, authorizing Chairman of the Ellis County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services, Project GIVE, District Attorney, Sheriff, and or Department of Probation.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion? Questions? Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. So, Sheriff, I just generally speaking, and forgive my lack of familiarity, but it's just, I just view it as odd that it's like so much money goes to the DA's office versus the sheriff's office by comparison on what is a... a program to deal with gun violence.
The undersheriff goes to all the GIVE meetings, so he's better to speak to the GIVE.
Perfect.
The district attorney's office administers the grant. They actually write the grant. Billy Weishaupt all through the last couple. And the city of Kingston is the hot spot, and they get most of the money. That's why we have the GIVE grant, because of the city of Kingston. We get a very small portion that has to do with domestic violence. And we use that to pay the salary of our investigators. But the 9% of the money goes to the city, and I think probation.
We fund 50% of our 2 DV caseload officer salaries.
Right? Sure. Yeah. No. I mean, my question was actually not for either agency per se. It's just when I see a program that's designed apparently be dealing with certain hotspots. When I read through the contract, I'm like. It's all going to the, well, not all, but a size portion going to the DA's office. When we're trying to put money on the street to stop gun violence, why wouldn't it go towards the street?
It's the Office of Operation Impact. Originally it was Operation Impact, and then they changed it to the GIVE.
All right. Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Opposed? Okay. So move. 302, authorizing Chairman of the Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement, various municipalities for the operations of HVCAC, Hudson Valley Crime Analysis Center, Ulster County Sheriff.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Questions? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? None? Great. Thank you. 303, authorizing the Ulster County Executive enter into an intermunicipal agreement, New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for the... provision of state protection, police protective equipment.
I'll move it.
Second. Questions? Yes.
Quick one. So, body armor?
No, they were for ballistic helmets. It's a grant.
Oh, yeah.
And we were leaders of the grant along with Chief Sinagra and every agency in the county, every police officer, we issued a ballistic helmet.
All right. Okay. Cool. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, sheriff's report is attached. Any questions? By anybody?
Wait. 283. And then 297 overall. Sheriff, remind me of the capacity of the jail.
Well, the full capacity, depending on who you ask, figure 485. So it could be 505.
I'll stick with the lower number right now. Let's just. Yep. Let's not get into the double bunking. Well, it's better than it's been in a while.
Well, the board-in money, we had a little uptick in from Dutchess County because they got overcrowded. Mm. And our telephone money, we issued tablets to inmates. So in order for them to use the tablets, it costs them. So we make money off the tablets.
Okay. And they're happier.
And it's a lot calmer in the place because they're all
less fighting,
focused
playing on their tablets.
Great. Okay, cool. That works.
It was all my idea.
and it works. So
I'm not here to go adopt Legislative Bartel's position. I'm just more just thinking myself.
Yeah, anything that a cop comes up with is bad.
No, but it's just like one of these things where I'm just like,
I guess we can't stop
people from doing stupid things. So I guess let them go and rent tablets. I guess
if somebody breaks in our house, she's going to call a Human Rights Commission.
Messed up,
man. No, but you didn't tell me I was wrong. Any old business? I have some. I spoke to Charlie Mutz, and he will be here at the September meeting. So we'll work out a little something to give him.
Oh, good.
Okay. His nephew just passed away a couple of days ago. He'd been sick quite a while, and he's going to be away on for the August meeting. So he'll be here in September. So. Okay. New business? Anything? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Right. All in favor?
Right.
Okay, thank you, everybody.